Good morning. It's the 27th of October. Our New Testament reading today is Acts chapters 3 and 4. I'm going to read to you from Brother Dudley Fifield's book, Glimpses of Glory. In this section, Brother Dudley comments upon the way in which the apostles Peter and John use Old Testament prophecy. This section is particularly relevant to Acts 4, verses 23 to 30. I read. Perhaps the most remarkable application of Psalms 2 and 46 is that made by the apostles in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verses 23 to 30. It is doubtful that we, without the guidance of the Spirit, would ever have applied it in this way. What is significant about the apostles' prayer is the way in which they not only quote Psalm 2, but also pick up the reference from Isaiah 37. They say, in verse 24, Lord, thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth. The apostles then proceed to apply the words of David to the manner in which, acting from their own particular point of view, men were confederate together to crucify the Lord Jesus. Herod, Pilate, the Gentiles and the people of Israel were joined together to perform unwittingly what God's hand and counsel had determined before to be done. When the Lord Jesus died, that, they thought, was the end of him. The embarrassment he caused them, the threat to their way of life, the challenge that he presented, all gone, disposed of, leaving them free to pursue their own ways. But he that sits in the heavens laughed. The Lord had them in derision, for on the third day he raised the Lord Jesus from the dead. Thereby he gave an assurance to all men that he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world by that man whom he has appointed. A day will come when, in the face of all men's efforts to frustrate his purpose, God will say, Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Further fulfilments of Psalm 2 remain. First, when the Lord Jesus Christ returns to the earth and sits on the throne of his glory. Then all nations will recognize his sovereignty. But first the nations will rage. They will take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed. They will, however, be impotent before the might and the power of God, unable to do anything to frustrate the fulfilment of his purpose. Revelation 19 refers to this time, and the words of the psalm are quoted directly in verse 15. Concerning this time, the Lord Jesus has given us an assurance that we shall share his dominion. For his promise to the ecclesia at Thyatira was, And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. Those words are from Revelation chapter 2, verses 26 and 27. The comfort of the Scriptures and the certainty of the things that God has promised in the Psalms and elsewhere, these things were sufficient to give Peter and John the courage to stand before the council and defy them. Their words ring down through the ages. Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. And being let go, they lifted their voices in praise and said, Lord, thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. However difficult our times and individual circumstances might be, let us take comfort from the certainty of the things that God has promised and know that what he has promised he is able to perform. Thank you for listening.